Paul Rammel here for Q92 Radio. Well, I have a special guest on the line with us. Mary Krugerud is a author, independent researcher, and a historian, and a former Dawsonite. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Well, we're excited. I understand you're going to be in our area this weekend, huh?
Yes. I'll be in Madison at 6:30 at the museum. And then on Saturday, I'll be in the morning, 10:30 at Canby Library, and then 1:30 at the Dawson Library.
Okay. You're coming back home then, huh?
Well, sure. And also gives us a chance to visit some people.
Right. Maybe some of our listeners don't know, you grew up in Dawson, right?
Right. My maiden name was Dykeman.
Okay.
At the time.
And you graduated from Dawson Boyd at the time?
Graduated 1968.
Okay. Was it just Dawson High School at the time or Dawson Boyd?
No, it was just Dawson. I think the Dawson Boyd merger was in 69.
Okay. What was your high school years like? Maybe some of your favorite subjects and stuff like that?
Well, probably English.
Yeah, history. That worked out pretty well for you then, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. And then I editor of the high school newspaper. That never gave me a clue, though, that writing would be anything I would actually get into.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, didn't finish college, going off to University of Minnesota Morris. Back then it was, you know, you could be a nurse or a teacher or you got married. And I at first didn't do any of those.
Yeah, so, oh, you're actually the editor of the Dawson High School newspaper, huh?
Senior year.
Did you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of, it seemed to wherever I worked after that, if there was a newsletter, somehow I always seemed to be the one who ended up in charge of the newsletter. So
mm-hmm.
always did writing, but never thought really seriously about writing articles or books until I got interested in the topic of tuberculosis. And actually, that's when I went back to college and finished my degree. So I got a degree in writing from Metropolitan State.
Okay, awesome.
I wanted to know what I was doing.
Right. How did you get involved in like being a researcher and a historian? How did that come about?
Two ways. One was my job before I retired. I was a grant development director at Normandale Community College for state and federal grants, and that requires a lot of research and writing, accuracy, fact-finding. And then the thing with tuberculosis, I was working at Oak Terrace Nursing Home, which had been the Glen Lake Sanatorium, and I just got really interested in kind of the forgotten topic of tuberculosis
mm-hmm.
and treatment back in the days. And so that's kind of what spurred me to go back to college, finish my degree, take some classes in writing and editing and journalism so I could become a better writer.
Mm.
And I've always been a fairly curious person. I mean, I'll read anything, back of cereal boxes, you know, posters at the post office, whatever.
I read the back of cereal boxes too. Yeah, your interest in tuberculosis led you to writing a book about it. Tell us about the book, The Girl in Building C.
Well, the first book was the one I was out last year doing a visit, and that was Interrupted Lives, which was specifically about the Glen Lake Sanatorium. But that was a county sanatorium, and in the course of doing that research, I found out that there were 13 other county sanatoriums plus the state sanatorium. And so then I just started broadening my research to those also. And in the course of researching those, the state sanatorium was named Agua Ching, and it was up at Walker, Minnesota, near Leech Lake. And looking through boxes of material at the Minnesota Historical Society for that sanatorium, I happened to find this collection of letters that a former patient had donated to the Minnesota Historical Society. And I read them, and I I was hooked. You know, mm-hmm. second or third letter, I had to read all of them. And I thought, well, you know, wouldn't it be nice to find someone who knew Marilyn? Marilyn Barnes was the girl who wrote the letters, because I figured she had to have been close to 90 years old. But I actually found Marilyn.
Oh, wow.
She's still alive. She is in assisted living. She lives in St. Peter. So I called her, wanted to meet her, and then we just kind of hit it off. And so I asked her about the possibility of turning those letters into a book. And she said she had thought of that in her younger years, but she just felt now at age, you know, at that time, age 88, a little old to be writing a book. So we collaborated on it. I interviewed her several times, kind of to clarify what some of her treatment was, how she felt when she was there, you know, who are the people she was talking about in the book. So it's her book.
Yeah.
It's her, you know, her letters, and I did not change her letters. She's a very articulate, observant, intelligent young girl,
mm-hmm.
and her letters, I think, are just absorbing, but they were long,
right.
and the book couldn't be that long, so my credit on there is it's edited by me, and that's basically what I had to do.
Okay.
I had to shorten her letters into, you know, something more
right.
compact,
yeah.
and then I had to explain, too, you know, what she was talking about in the letters, because a lot of what she talked about would not be familiar to anyone now. So that was the process. And then I was just really fortunate that the Minnesota Historical Society Press wanted to publish it. So that's been really a nice experience to go through.
Yeah, and especially
I had a good editor and,
especially to meet Marilyn, too. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, very amazing. Mm-hmm. And her husband is still alive, too, but they live in assisted living.
Okay.
And, it was just a great experience to be able to read her letters and then, in some cases, be reading them to her and having her relive something.
Oh, wow.
Like this, that she hadn't really thought about for decades.
Right.
And it was fun.
I would gather people listening to us right now really don't know a lot about tuberculosis or sanatoriums. Take us back to that age of that. What was it about?
Well, it was about two things. One was isolation. Once that they knew tuberculosis was a contagious disease, they wanted to isolate people, and it just wasn't, how do I want to say, it wasn't easy to isolate a person in their own home
mm-hmm.
and then have a family member take care of them. So the sanatorium sprung up, but they were more than boarding house. They tried to operate along the lines of a hospital, you know, observing the infectious protocol and things like that. And the other thing about them was the person with tuberculosis was into enforced rest. And in the days before antibiotics, just resting the lungs, if they had lung tuberculosis and it was an early stage, that alone would be enough for them to heal and to be able to go back home and back to work. So it's true of Marilyn. She did not have antibiotics. She healed and lived to be, well, she's 91 now.
Mm-hmm. How long was she in the sanatorium?
She was in there for 3 years.
3 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went on to lead a pretty productive life then after that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
Awesome. Yeah, that's quite a story, Mary, and glad you wrote the book, and I did read your book, and I'll be honest, I don't read very many books, but when I got the book, The Girl in Building C, I could not put it down, Mary.
I felt the same way when I found her letters. I could not put them down. I wanted to read all 303 of them.
All right. Yeah, so you're going to be in Madison on this Friday, March 22nd at 6:30 at the Historical Center, the museum, along Highway 75 there. So just want to invite everybody to come and visit with Mary. And Mary, this is what you'll be talking about, I would guess, right?
Yeah, a little bit about tuberculosis, background of it, and then what the girl in building C is about.
Yeah. Okay. And then everyone's welcome. There will be door prizes and refreshments served. Then you, on Saturday, you have a big day, too. Why don't you tell us about that, Mary?
I'll be at the Canby Library at 10:30 on Saturday morning, and then I'll be in the at Dawson Library at 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday.
Okay. Real good. We're looking forward to that, Mary. So thank you very much for visiting with us here on Q92, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much for talking with me.
All right, that's Mary Krugerud, the author of The Girl in Building C. And as Mary mentioned, come on out to the Lockport Historical Center in Madison. This Friday night, 6:30, there will be refreshments served. And then on Saturday, as Mary mentioned, Canby Library, 10:30 Saturday morning, and the Dawson Library, 1:30 Saturday afternoon. And you can buy a book, and Mary will sign it, I'm sure. Right, Mary?
That's right. It will.
All right. That's Mary Krugerud talking about her visit this weekend to the Madison, Dawson, and Canby Libraries.